Using intention statements. We know that your answers revealed many things you want to bring into your life. For now, choose just one desire to use as an intention in the upcoming exercises. Our first goal is to have you think about how you would phrase that desire into an intention statement. Here are some guidelines for writing effective intention statements. 1. Stay positive. Intention statements should always be phrased in the positive, that is, in terms of what you do want, not in terms of what you don't want. Look for indicators of negative phrasing, such as the words no, not, don't, won't, can't, stop, quit, never, and so on. Rather than saying, "I want to stop smoking," you might say, "I will overcome my addiction to cigarettes." Even a statement such as, "I will be more focused at work," is less than ideal since it apparently refers to an unsatisfactory situation. When you think more focused, the mind naturally continues with more focused than something else. Instead, go for a purely positive statement such as, "I am focused and efficient at work." 2. Don't use trigger words. If you want to avoid something, you may be more successful with an intention statement that doesn't specifically name the substance or behavior you want to avoid. While "I will overcome my addiction to cigarettes" is okay, whenever you think or say this phrase, your mind is reminded of cigarettes, and this may trigger the addiction. Alternatively, you might find that a phrase such as, "I breathe only pure air into my clean, healthy lungs," succeeds at bringing you to your goal, but without using triggers such as smoking or cigarettes. Instead of, "I want to get over this depression," consider, "I allow myself to feel light and happy." Instead of, "I want to be out of pain," consider, "I choose to feel comfortable and at ease in my body." 3. Keep want out of it. A statement such as, "I want to weigh 150 pounds, or "I want to make $200,000 a year," doesn't feel especially compelling. The word "want" reminds us that we don't have this goal, and it promotes a feeling of lack. Instead, use a statement such as, "I intend to weigh 150 pounds, or "I allow myself to weigh 150 pounds, or "I choose to weigh 150 pounds. 4. Use wording that your mind can accept. Some people prefer phrasing intention statements as if they are true in the present, such as, "I am 150 pounds, or "I have a slim and muscular body." The idea with this approach is to avoid putting the goal out there in the future. You can use this form of wording if it works for you, but we find that sometimes the mind simply rejects such statements because they aren't actually true in this moment. If you tell yourself, "I have $1 million in my bank account," and the truth is that you currently have $7, your mind may just ignore it, not only because of the present tense phrasing, but also because of the huge disparity between the goal and your present circumstances. For this reason, we prefer words such as "choose" and "allow," such as "I allow myself to have $1 million, and or building time into the statement. You can build time into the statement by combining "choose" or "allow," or even present tense language, with a date. For example, "I am in a happy, romantic relationship by April 30th, or "I have $1,000 in my bank account on Friday." 5. Be reasonable, but also make it a challenge. If you have never had more than $100 to your name, an intention statement such as, "I allow myself to have $1 million, may be setting the bar a bit high. It's not impossible, but your mind may invalidate it as unrealistic, and you may simply need more practice at attaining easier goals. On the other hand, if you make your goal too easy, you won't grow. 6. Be specific, but not too specific. While it's best to avoid getting attached to the specifics, being specific in your intention statement often makes it more focused and powerful. For instance, I intend to find a higher paying job could be, I intend to be making $5,000 a month doing work I enjoy by March 1st. You can also add language to allow for an even better outcome if you're concerned that the specificity of your wording could be limiting. For example, I make an income of $5,000 or more every month. If you get too specific, such as, I allow myself to be in a happy and fulfilling love relationship with a blacksmith who's 5'3" with a third nipple, a long nose, and a curly mustache, the universe may have some difficulty fulfilling your order. Especially when it comes to intentions that involve the behavior of other people, you need to be flexible. 7. Keep it about you. Don't make an intention statement about other people getting healthy, other people falling in love with you, or other people accidentally falling down the stairs and leaving their fortune to you. This is about you. If you can't stop thinking about the other person, consider an intention statement such as, I allow myself to trust that the right relationship is coming to me, or I allow myself to be at peace with Ben's health.